In Russia, Monday has been declared a day of mourning for victims of the hostage standoff that ended yesterday in a Moscow theater. At least 117 hostages died, and Russian health officials say all but two of the deaths were caused by unidentified gas pumped into the theater as part of the rescue mission. More than 600 hostages were hospitalized, some in grave condition, and officials expect the death toll to rise. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from Moscow.
President Putin looked somber as he made a rare nationwide address late last night on state television. I want to address the relatives and loved ones of those who died, said Putin. We were not able to save everyone. Forgive us. Putin said Russian special forces accomplished the impossible, as he put it, in rescuing 650 people from inside the theater. And few people here are questioning the government's use of a secret knockout gas to end the brazen terrorist incident. The gas was so powerful that most hostages, along with most of the Chechen suicide squad, passed out immediately. That's apparently why the gunmen were unable to detonate the up to 400 pounds of explosives they'd mined the theater with. Russian officials say if they succeeded, the three-story complex would have collapsed. Famous singer Yosef Kobzon went into the theater as a negotiator. He said ringleader Movsar Baraev convinced him that no outcome would be free of human costs. Was it possible to avoid ending up with victims? No, absolutely not, said Kobzon. Baraev told me, we want to die for Allah more than you want to live. Kobzon said one of the so-called Black Widow female guerrillas showed him a detonator attached to high explosives. Doctors blamed many of the deaths on the victims' weak physical state after 3 days of immense stress. While security officials say the gas was not toxic, some hostages apparently suffocated on their own vomit. One survivor to emerge from the hospital today was Georgi Vasilyev, the producer of the musical Interrupted when the Chechens took over the stage before the final act. Vasilyev, who looked haggard and pale as he was greeted by family members, said the hostages were convinced they were going to die. That so many people survived was miraculous, he said. There was a 99% chance that we all would have perished under the rubble if the building was stormed, Vasilyev said. Any storming was going to mean a loss of life. That's little comfort to relatives of the hostages who did not make it out alive. Some continue to search frantically for their relatives today. Police have refused to let most relatives into hospitals. My son is missing, and he's probably dead, one woman told Russian television. He's not on any of the hospital lists, and they say everyone who survived has probably regained consciousness. Officials first said the Chechens fired their guns uncontrollably as Russian special forces stormed the theater. Yesterday, they denied gas poisoning killed any of the hostages. But today, health officials said only two hostages died as a result of gunshot wounds, one several days ago and one in the hours around the time of the storming. Like almost everyone here, Parliament member Boris Nemtsov supported the decision to storm the theater, but he's incensed with the government's changing stories. Why is information being concealed from the public? Nemtsov asked. We want information. If we don't get it, I consider this to be immoral and irresponsible. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.